USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tuesday's Georgia Senate runoff will be close, and the final Senate seat will be determined. Senator Raphael Warnock, the incumbent and Democrat from Georgia, is promoting lower drug costs for all Georgians. Republican Herschel Walker is pointing out the terrible economy and Warnock's willingness to support President Biden's overspending inflation. Congress is looking at legislation later this week that would scrap the Pentagon's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for military service members. A rollback of the policy could be included in the National Defense Authorization Act, which is set to be released today. Residents of Moore County in central North Carolina faced a second night of freezing weather without power on Sunday after vandals opened fire on two electric substations. The U.S. soccer team's journey to the World Cup ended over the weekend with a loss to the Netherlands 3-1.
I'm super proud of the boys' performance today.
U.S. Captain Tyler Adams, USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people, I have my cousin, I have a friend of work. I have, it's a lot of people who really need someone, like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.